It's Phoenix FM Drive. We're talking gadgets with our resident gadget expert, Pete Sipple, and now it's something for the car.
Yes, this is a little bit odd, and I'm glad to say I caught you out with this. You've not seen one of these before, have you?
Well, on one end, it looks like an old SCART cable from a VCR, but it on closer inspection, it's a little bit thicker, but not as wide. So what is it, and where does that thing plug into?
Yes, when you take your car in to be serviced, you'll probably notice the mechanics plug gadgets into your car and they can see your engine status, how the car's behaving, battery level, all that kind of stuff. Most modern cars, anything that's been out for, say, 15 years, will have one of these ports. They're called an ODB2 port, and they're normally tucked away behind your glove box somewhere or hidden away under the dash, and the technicians know where these things are. They plug their diagnostic kit in and they can read status of your car. But these are available as consumer products, so if you're interested in how your car's behaving, you can buy one of these. This particular one set me back about £15 from eBay and plugs in to this particular socket on your car. It uses Wi-Fi, so from your laptop or your smartphone or your tablet, you can then talk to your car electronically.
So is that connector exclusive to the Ford car you drive, or is it on an Audi as well, for example?
This is common for all vehicles, so anything in the last 15 years. It is a version 2. There was an ODB1. This is the 2, which is pretty much mainstream for most cars. But yeah, this box will work in all sorts of different cars. If you run this on a smartphone, like I do, you'll plug it in and it will give you an engine code. So it might say engine code 372. You've got no idea what that is, but the application knows the make and model of your car and it will do a lookup to tell you that actually your engine's overheating or you need to change the oil or whatever. So it gives you a friendly interface as to what's going on. You can see the RPM that your engine's running at. If you have this on while you're driving, it will give you your current speed. It will also give you performance information about how well you're driving. Some insurance companies use this kind of technology for, how safe are you driving.
Oh, like the black box policies for teenagers
absolutely,
and young drivers.
Absolutely. Yeah. That will plug into one of these and record how well you're driving, how many miles you've done, what your speedo's reading, that sort of thing. So lots of information.
Is this something you can get in Halfords?
Not overly easily. These are things that you need to know what they are to find one. They are becoming slightly more mainstream, though, through a service that the AA has brought out. AA Genie are now supplying these things. If you're an AA subscriber, I think they're about £30 a year to get one of these. And the idea is you get an AA app that takes your information and sends it to the AA and gives you a little bit more information. They package it slightly differently, so that you get sort of consumer-friendly information. Things like your battery level. This time of the year when it's cold outside, your battery voltage may not be at its optimum. So you can get one of these AA devices that talks to your app on the phone and to the AA to say about time you thought about replacing your battery, took your car in for a service, that sort of thing. The apps are available for free, and these things will cost you about £15-20 on eBay. And if you're a little bit curious as to what your car's doing, just a little bit of fun to see what's going on.